It's 21 after 8. One of the big television successes in recent years has been Underbelly on Channel 9. There was the original Underbelly series, then Tale of Two Cities, then The Golden Mile, and then Underbelly Files. At the moment, we've got Underbelly Razor. It's on Sunday night at 8:30. Underbelly Razor is the story of Sydney in the 1920s and 30s, or it purports to be, a time when Tilly Devine and Kate Lee were the crime queens of the city. One of the stars of the show is a young man called Matt Bosenberg. He plays the role of John Snowy Cutmore. Now, his character biography says Snowy would today be called a psychopath, a disgruntled former ally of Melbourne's notorious Squizzy Taylor. Snowy carries a chip the size of Ayers Rock on his shoulder. He figures the world owes him a living. All he needs is a sniff of a chance, and he'll show them all what he's made of. Norman Bruin recruits him to his gang and lives to regret it. There's more to this fearsome individual than just the acting. And he's with me in the studio. Good morning.
Very good morning.
You look very respectable this morning.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a bit of a contrast to Snowy, isn't it?
Now, look, the Matt Bosenberg story is an interesting story. You went to school where near Holsworthy.
That's correct, yeah.
Then you moved to the Central Coast, went to Central Coast Grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Then you went to the University of Technology. Hello, we're getting further and further away from acting to study accounting. Why accounting?
That's a really good question, Alan. I don't know the answer even now why I chose that. It was more just in terms of business. I thought that seemed to be a safe play.
So I'm just going to shift that microphone. You see this one? There we are. We're a bit closer to the microphone. So accounting, but hang on, you went to Price Waterhouse. That's one of the big firms.
Yeah, it seemed to be a good start in life and secure.
And a business consultant. It looks good on the CV.
Yes, yeah, so far so good.
Auditor looks good.
Yeah, it just didn't feel so good. That's what I found.
Someone told me you found it uninspiring, I think is the word. You didn't like the pencils and the suits.
Yeah, that would be safe to say. I could sort of see the rest of my life being pretty similar, and I thought, okay, there's got to be a little bit more to it than that.
So you went, while you were doing accounting, to acting classes?
Yeah, just for stress relief.
Stress relief.
That's right.
The Australian Theatre for Young People. So what sort of actor were you when you started out?
I'd have to say I was a complete amateur, just going...
But you wanted to do it?
Oh, I was just running on pure passion and enjoyment.
See, that's why I'm talking to the show. It's a wonderful story because you'd take your annual leave and you'd do the acting during the annual leave.
That's right. That was my holiday to actually do acting. I just thought that was free and fun. And
so here you are on television, but you started in Madagascar Lily with the Pact Theatre at Erskineville.
That's right.
Isn't that wonderful?
It was in a garage.
In a garage. Isn't that wonderful? Then you went on to the Australian Theatre for Young People, and I'm told you developed a passion for Shakespeare.
That's right, and I actually pursued that for some time, and I learned a lot from Shakespeare. I think it's some of the greatest writing out there.
You played Banquo in Macbeth and Ulysses in Troilus.
That's right. So also travelled to England to try and pursue that a little further.
And then a director saw you in Macbeth and asked you to audition for a film he was making. He asked your agent to call him. Did you have an agent?
I didn't even know what an agent was, Alan. I've got to be honest. So what I did is I said to some of the other cast, apparently my agent's got to call this guy about this film. And they said, oh, well, you need one. And I ended up ringing an agent and being a little bit bold and just saying, sorry, mate, you don't know me, but could you represent me for one phone call? And he said, that's a strange request, but I can't say no. And the next thing you know, I actually end up going for the audition and getting the film.
And Price Waterhouse said, well, stay with the film or stay with us. What do you do? And you decided to stay with the film.
It was pretty easy. It was a really easy decision. I didn't think too hard. I just said, okay, so here's my resignation and thanks very much.
Now, you won a scholarship then from the Australian Theatre for Young People and you chose to travel to New York. Where you stayed with an outfit called the Atlantic Theatre Company. How long did you spend there?
It would have been about 6 to 8 months that I spent in New York.
And it was good?
Oh, it was the experience of my life. It was the sort of place that literally you felt like you were adrenalised 24 hours a day. And what I found was I felt that the best people in the world all came to New York because they wanted to be the best. It didn't matter if that was acting or business or whatever you did. Everyone in New York was trying to better themselves, and I loved being in that environment.
You've made a lot of progress, haven't you? One of your teachers when you went to that Shakespearean summer school in England was known the world over to Harry Potter fans as Professor Snape.
Mr. Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a wonderful man, a great sense of humour.
Good to make those contacts, though, isn't it?
Yes, and what was great was Alan shared with me that he said actually his greatest strength now is his voice, and in drama school, it was his greatest weakness, and he said you have to work on your weakness and make that your strength, and so that's what I've tried.
And so under Billy Razor, how did you come to get that role, in that role?
Well, it started for me about 5 years ago when I read some of the books with old photographs of the 1920s, and I've romanticised, if you like, that period. I've been waiting for it to come out or for someone to tackle it, and happily Underbelly did earlier this year, and then I just literally submerged myself in the role and read all the books. I harassed my agent, so I would apologise for that, but look, it got the result. So in the end, I went in there and just decided this is the one for me.
How amazing, eh? And is he really as bad, this Snowy Cutmore?
No, Alan. It's always the case with these bad guys. You know, we're so misunderstood. No, Snowy was a lot of fun, and I must admit, he's not the sort of guy you'd like to have as your best mate.
No. But do you feel now you are where you want to be, or where do you want to go from here? That's the point.
For me now, let's say that I feel that the next place for me is I'd like to be working in film. More particularly, I love telling Australian stories. So that was the biggest attraction about this, telling Australia's history and Sydney's history for the 1920s. Going forward, I actually love historical pieces, but I'd like to tell Australian stories, whether that's film or TV. But I've also got an agent in America now, and I'm going to go wherever the work is.
Yeah, wonderful. Great, great story. His name is Matt Bosenberg. He's John Snowy Cutmore from Underbelly Razor. It's on Channel 9, 8:30 on Sunday night. Matt Bosenberg. Good luck.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Lovely to talk to you. It's 27 after 8.